Screenless. Hello, friends, and welcome to another Creative Cuppa. You might notice something different. Yes, that's right, an introduction. I realised recently that there was something missing from the Creative Cuppa podcast. I've been having a wonderful time with the amazing guests who have agreed to come on and chat about their work and their creative lives. But now it's time for the next level. I'll be introducing each chat from now on, a chance for me to chat with you, the listener. Sorry, went a bit Wogan there. So if you have any comments or feedback, I'm all ears. Well, not completely ears. That would be just weird. You can follow, like, share, message, engage with me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook using @screenlesspod. And if that's a bit much to remember, you can find everything at creativecuppa.uk. Links are in the show notes down below. By the way, if you're wondering why @screenlesspod is the social account for Creative Cuppa, it's because this isn't the only audio content that I make. Screenless is an audio brand I started a couple of years ago, and a few things have been published through it, as well as this podcast and another one called Making a Soundtrack. The second season of that will be starting soon, so keep your eyes peeled for some announcements. I make Making a Soundtrack with fellow composer Dan Watts. Hi, Dan. And we're still pinching ourselves at the guests that have been interviewed for this coming season. Anyway, that's why it's @screenlesspod. Come and find us there and say hello. I've also been musing recently about the monetization of creativity, something that all of the guests on this podcast have in common. It seems so counterintuitive to put a price on something so subjective. Yet in 2018, the creative industries in the UK alone were worth over £100 billion. Yet still, it's impossible to say, well, that painting is A2 size, that's worth this amount, that photo is in colour, so that's worth that amount. Everything about creativity is subjective, including the price. So that's where I come back to my guests. They're all passionate about what they do. Getting paid for it is just a way to be passionate about it for longer by reducing other work. I think that shows when I chat to them about what they do. As always, if you enjoy listening to Creative Cuppa, please consider giving it a 5-star rating and some kind words. You have no idea how much these things help. And if you like it, chances are that someone you know will like it too. So pass on the positive and recommend it to someone. Next week, I'll be chatting to another brilliant guest about their creative life. But for now, dear listeners, take care, and thanks for joining me for a cuppa.